This is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. Thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast.
Thank you, Lord. We're all here, Lord. We're all here. We're all gathered now. In the temple, I thank you that you let us all in. Today, we're looking at God. I see you, Lord. They that are of God have seen God. And we see you, Lord. We see you that you brought us out of darkness into a marvelous light. We see that you've healed our bodies, that you've touched us, that you made us whole. We thank you that no matter what man say is an issue, I come to touch you today to dry up my issue, because I'm looking at you. Look at God. He's been a wonderful Savior. He saved us from the flames of hell. He's a wonderful Savior. I'm looking at God. I believe every word. And while I'm looking at Christ Jesus, I have found the resurrection to life. I found the salvation of my soul. So, oh, thou man of God, preach the truth to my bones. To make me live again. Perhaps I have cursed God in my heart, unbeknownst to me. But if you cleanse it up, I got to reconcile from here on. Preach the truth to my soul to let me know that it's going to be all right. If I close my eyes, certify to me. If the temple of God has opened, am I in? Am I in? I'm looking at God. I'm coming today to certify that it is well with my soul. I hear God. I come to magnify God. And all that you ever done for me, I'm bringing it to mind today. Because I'm still living. But I'm sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Oh, thou man of God, sanctify my heart today. Sanctify my soul today. because I'm looking at God. I'm looking at a spirit. With my eyes closed, I see God. With my mind open, I see God. Speak of heavenly things and sanctify us today. Purify us today by your word. Because I come to the sanctuary. Now I'm safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I made it here to lift my spirit to say thank you, Lord, because I'm looking at you. I'm praising you now. I need to keep looking at you because I cannot make this journey. If you don't help me, I'm looking at God who created me for his own glory. And while I'm praying, my heart has found you. I can tell by my speech that I found you. And I'm going to hold on to you because I need you. Hallelujah to God. Once you don't strive with me for the next moment, I've got to take what I have now to get past the next moment when I think I'm alone and you have forsaken me. I got to call on your name over and over to make sure that I've been sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Somebody's praying for me. I need you now. Come now, Lord, let us reason. Because I've got to make this journey. Because I have a hope that Christ Jesus is in me to quicken me at any moment. And I'm trying to, hallelujah to God, make sure that the temple is open and I got in. I want to make sure I'm in. I need fuel that's going to make sure that I can make it when you come. That I'll have enough to sustain me if you're coming. I got enough oil, hallelujah to God, to make it when you come. Don't want to be trying to get some. Fill me up now, Lord. Want to fill up to this station and you fill me up so when the trials of my life are weighing heavy on me, I can reach back to this moment when I saw you face to face. Just say, I thank you. Hallelujah to God. If you, hallelujah, you want to speak, you can use me. Because I'm here for your glory. I need to see you now. So when something terrible comes to my ears, I can just keep looking at Jesus and say, I found the Messiah. Come see what the Lord has done for me. When a decision presents itself to me and it's whether I'm going to serve God or mammoth, I'll make the decision to serve you, Lord, Just show me yourself. Show me yourself, Lord. I'm looking. If I'm in your body, certify the words of truth to me that it is well with my soul. I want to see you. Because I know you when I see you. I come to show you Christ Jesus, that he has risen from the grave and he's now abiding in your soul. I'm here because you came. And I come to sanctify you. To make sure that at any moment you slip, I'll catch. I come to sanctify you. I come to make you free from sin. I come to separate you from the world. And place you in a heavenly place that no man can take away your crown. I come to sanctify you. Because Christ Jesus now lives, he's found a dwelling place in somebody's heart and somebody's mind, that he can live from generation to generation because someone has a hope of the resurrection to life. So Christ now can live because he has the church. He has you. He can continue to live. And since the church, he hasn't broken his promise. He still lives. Die if you will, you'll live again. Go to sleep if you won't, you'll live again. I come to sanctify you. I come to bring the words of life to set you free. I want you to look at God. See your Redeemer. See the one that makes it possible that when you say, forgive me, Lord, he said, I'm faithful. Sanctify us, Lord. Separate us. Cleanse us by your word. Because we are called to be saints. Christ Jesus lives because I am alive. Christ lives because you are alive. Christ Jesus, the resurrected God Almighty, found a dwelling place. He found you. He found you. That his dying was not in vain. When he took on flesh and blood for you, someone believed that he died for them and said, Lord, I'm going to call you by a name that has all power. Do you want to live in me? Come live in me. And Christ has come to you. With all of your issues, he still said, I want to live. I want to live. Let me live. My God, we got the crumbs. But we got him nevertheless. We got the fragments. But we got him nevertheless. Hallelujah, God. We're going to hold on. For just in case something is done against him, we're going to sanctify you holy today. We're going to make you whole today. We're going to make your mind free today. Hallelujah to God. We're going to set you free from whatever has you. We're going to sanctify you holy. God's temple has opened. Now walk in. Come look at God. Look at the robe that he made just for you. He made a highway just for you. He put you on a highway that he made for holy folk. It's a sanctified walk. Get on the highway. See Jesus. See that it's been a rough road, but you've been walking nevertheless. See that it's been hard on every side, but you've been walking nevertheless. See that the enemy might have touched your frame, but you're looking to Jesus nevertheless. Sanctify yourselves holy in your heart and mind. That I'm willing to walk this way. I'm willing to see Jesus. He created a holy way just for you. Walk in. It's open for you. See that every moment. When it was your will to go left, he made you go right. See that it was his will to preserve you and wouldn't let you give up. When you wanted to give up, he wouldn't let us give up. See Jesus. Know now the power that is in every soul. That the Lord said, I'll give you a rest from your work and from your labor. See Jesus. Every word that has been declared. See every word that he declared. And he said, I'm coming for my church. The gospel is here. Today to sanctify you holy. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you've sown yourself to us. We see you by your word. Let your word sanctify me today. While my eye is on you, will you look back at me and see that I'm just flesh and there's nothing to me? But will you look at and find pity on me and have mercy on my soul? Will you look at me and see that I'm pitiful, but have mercy on my soul? And if your eye can just look at me, I'll see you in all of your glory when you come for me and change this vile body. But today I need you to sanctify me, holy. I need you to work on my mind and fix my heart. I need you today to let me just look at your word and find comfort. I need your word to sanctify me, holy. If you are in me, work your work. If you are in me, finish your work. If you begin a work, finish it in me. If you begin a work to show that you are a deliverer, finish your work. If it's your work you've started to prove you're a healer, finish your work. If you started a work to show that you are God, lead me on. Lead me on. Christ Jesus lives because I live. I live because Christ lives. He's no longer dead. He got up for me. He got out of the ground for me because he was going to make a body that he wanted to dwell in again in his spirit. And he selected each of us. And I'm so grateful and thankful that we've got the victory in Christ. I got the victory in Christ. I got the victory in Christ. I believe every word. I believe every word. He was the first partaker, and I'm going to follow him and get the victory over death because Christ Jesus lives. Sanctify me, Lord. Give me the truth of what you're about to do for me. Give me the truth. Hallelujah to God, so I don't have to move. Give me the truth. Make me a saint. 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 Make me one. Make me one, Lord. I want to be a saint. Make me one. I desire to be a saint. Just make me one. Make me one. Make me one. I want to be holy. Just make me holy. I want to be holy. Make me holy. I want to be just like you. Make me just like you. Want to be perfect. Make me perfect. I want to be perfect. Just make me perfect. I come to sanctify them. By the quickening power that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The words that he left that will sanctify you holy. He said if they're committed in a sin, just tell them forgiven. wiped out, done, finished. Look at Christ. Look at Christ. Look at Christ. His blood was shed. And I sanctify your holy. Cleanse your heart. Strengthen your feeble knees now. And take this sanctification. Because I'm going to keep you before the Lord. So just in case something happens tomorrow, I'm going to have my prayer already set over you. Because I'm going to sanctify you holy today. Because I want you to see Christ in everything you do. I want you to see Christ. So if you're about to let something slip, I want the Holy Ghost to be in you to remind you. Say, Lord, please forgive me because I've been sanctified. I want you to remember that I've been sanctified. I want to sanctify you today. Because I want what you think to be the thing that you do. So God is seen by the enemy. Hallelujah to God. I want God to be seen. His temple is now open for you. Sanctify them. Job made sure that if his sons had done anything against God, he prepared them for death. I'm preparing you to live again. I'm preparing your heart to live again. I want you to live again. I want you to live again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to live again. The elders will anoint you. And the Lord will raise you up. I want to sanctify your heart today. Because the truth of God's word must be in your heart. I want your testimony to be, I was baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I was filled with the Holy Ghost by speaking in tongues as Christ Jesus, hallelujah to God, made me utter. I believe God. I come to sanctify your holy today. Can you see God? Can you see God? Look at Christ Jesus. He's up from the grave. He got the power over the enemy. Can you see Christ? He's a spirit. Can you see Christ? Can't you feel him in your heart? Hallelujah to God. Can't you see a hope of resurrecting yourself? Can't you see that you can lay down your issue and pick up Christ Jesus? Can't you see his protection around you? Can't you see that he has you? Hallelujah to God. He has you in his flock. Can't you see that he's giving you a shepherd that'll lead you on to a greater victory? Can't you see God? Can't you see it? He's laying his hands on you. He's touching your forehead. He's giving you a mark where your new name is going. Can you hold on to Jesus? Can you see Christ? My God, let him hold you for a season. Let him rock you for a season. But you hold on to Jesus Christ. Better yet, get a hold of Christ. Hold him in your heart. Hold him in your mind. Don't let him go. Said, I'm not going to let you go until you're blessed. Climb the ladder now. Climb up the ladder now. I come to sanctify. I come to sanctify. The Lord is coming to you to touch you, get rid of your sickness. The Lord is coming to sit with you. Will you receive him? Hallelujah to God. Will you receive him? He's coming to save you. Will you let him? He's coming. Hallelujah to God. He's coming to you. Will you let him? Will you let him? Leave it here with me. God is coming to you. Give it over. Look at God. We come to sanctify the Lord of hosts and him to be our fear. Let him hold you. Hallelujah to God. Just let him hold you. Because if he can touch you, he can dry up your issue. If you let him touch you, he'll heal your body. If you let him touch you, he'll make you whole. If you let him come in, he'll fix everything. I come to sanctify. I want you to look at God today. You found the Messiah. You found the Christ. After he got up from the ground and he was hiding himself from men, he let you know him as he is right now, that he's a spirit that once was dead, but now is alive forevermore. He want to live in you. He's asking, do you believe that I can do this? Hallelujah to God. Do you believe that the Lord can do this? That I came in his sanctuary and I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. But I want you to see Christ. I want you to see the Spirit. Sanctify the Lord of hosts. And when you hear my speech saying, sanctify the Lord of hosts, I want you to sanctify the Lord that's our God. We are the host. The Lord must sanctify. We've got to sanctify. We've got to keep him first in our hearts. We've got to keep him first in our mind. We've got to stay put on the words of truth, no matter how difficult it is. I got to hold to what he said. Because what he said is who he is. Who he is what he said. And I come today to sanctify him. I don't want your plane ride in vain. I don't want your hours on that ribbon, that highway in vain. I don't want your stay in vain. Hallelujah to God, I want to send you back new. I'm going to send you back home. I'm going to send you back healed. I'm going to send you back delivered. I'm going to set you free. I come to sanctify your holy. I want you to see there was a reason that I gathered with the General Assembly. There's a reason I came into the house of the Lord. I came to be set free. I got trials on every hand. I got trials in back of me, but I'm going to move forward. I come to sanctify your holy. I want you to see a reason. There's a reason I'm sitting in the sanctuary today, because the seraphim have brought down something from the throne of God
because I want to be free. I thank God that he sent an angel, hallelujah to God, to touch my life. I thank him, hallelujah to God, that the angel didn't walk past me and I wouldn't let him get past me, but I cried out, save me. If nobody else want to go, save me. Hallelujah to God. Get me back to Christ. Get me back to Christ. Hallelujah to God. This trip not going to be in vain. I didn't come in vain. I'm going back filled. Because I got some things I need Christ to come and do for me. Fill me up, O thou man of God. Because I got a journey that I got to make somehow. I got to make it somehow. Just fill me up so I can make the journey. Fill me up so I can move on a little closer. Just a closer walk with you, Lord. Just a closer walk. Fill me up. If my feet have slowed up, pick up my steps. Just put me in the temple. Holla. Holla. Just put me in your temple that opened for me. Put me in there. Let me rest. Put me in and let me rest. I come because I need the Lord. I come because I need and I want Christ Jesus. I want him in my life. I want him first in my life. I want him in my heart. I want to show everybody. I'll show the doctor that the Lord is a deliverer. You gave me 6 months, but I got right now. You gave me 6 months. But I'm going to live on. Hallelujah to God. I know Jesus. Better yet, I know Christ. I know Christ because Jesus Christ lived. And he rose again from the dead. And now he's alive in me. And I come today because ain't no failure in God. And I want to be made anew. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Sanctify me. Sanctify me. Sanctify me. Sanctify me. Sanctify me. Purify me. Do it by your word. If my hands are doing something contrary, sanctify me now. If my feet have gone contrary, sanctify me now. If my heart has cursed you in any way, sanctify me now. Oh, thou man of God, sanctify me. Prove that you would come down from heaven just for me. Because when I wake, I got confidence in the gospel that you preached. I got confidence that I'm going to be all right because I'm going to take you at your word. And everything I preached, if you hold it in your heart, you'll give it to the next generation and say, I remember the gospel being preached. I remember the day that my soul was sanctified. I remember the day that the Lord made me whole. This is the day the Lord has sanctified me holy. And I thank him. I'll praise him forevermore. Because it's all right with my soul. I walked in the sanctuary. And he made everything all right with me. I'm going back filled. I'm going back delivered. I'm going back redeemed. I'm going back knowing that the ransom was paid for me. And it's all right with my soul. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. made a choice to serve God today. And I come to sanctify myself. Peradventure, something might happen tomorrow. But right now, oh, thou man of God, sanctify me holy. That's why the Lord sent you here. He sent you to keep us. He sent you to deliver. Hallelujah to God. Do your job. Do your work. I want the Lord to finish what he started. I went down in his name. I couldn't stop there. I had to get the Holy Ghost. I can't stop there. I got to go to perfection. If the Lord sent you to perfect me, do your job. Complete your work. Speak to my soul. Tell me it is well. Tell me it is well. It is well with my soul. I didn't come to the sanctuary for naught. I came to see Jesus. I came to see Christ Jesus. My Lord, I want to put my eye on him. And I want him to look at me and find that I'm pitiful. But I want him to tell me it is well with my soul. Hallelujah to God. If I never get the victory over anything in this flesh, I got the victory over Satan. I got the victory over the enemy. Because I have Christ Jesus abiding in my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Sanctify me. Oh, thou man of God, give me the words of truth so I can sanctify myself wholly from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, all the way to my fingertips. Hold on to me and don't let me go. Let your word be in my heart that I can call it to mind when I need it the most. Let my mouth say thank you, Jesus, just for no reason. But I came to my mouth to say thank you, Jesus. Let me understand that I can now say thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Because you're living now. You're living now. You are alive because I'm alive. You made me alive so that you can live. You said it couldn't be broken. So I'm here today because you made it so that Christ can live until he comes for the church. Christ is not going to die no more. We will die once more, but we're going to live again because Christ Jesus, the eternal spirit, is reigning in our members. I come to sanctify your holy. I want your heart to say the Lord has touched my life. He's fixed my issue. I want God to get the glory in his temple that he set you free. To be sanctified means you're free from sin. And the words of truth can do it. It's doing a work right now. Is it well? Is it well? Is it well? It won't be today all is well. I want to know, is it well? Is it well? You know what you brought in here. Is it well? You know what you brought in here. Is it well? You ask God. You ask God. You sent for me. I'm here now. Is it well? It is well. You know what the issue was. Hallelujah to God. Is it well now? I'm here now. You sent somebody for me. I'm here now. Is it well? I come to sanctify you. It is well now. It's going to be all right. Because I'm going to tell you, your faith has made you whole. And your faith is going to deliver you to the kingdom of God in all of his righteousness and all of his glory. Is it well now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Christ Jesus is alive. Christ Jesus is alive. In all the death in the world, we have found life. Is it well? Sanctify them, Lord. Purify them. And when you come for your church, count them worthy. Call your saints. I'm gonna call your saints. Oh, thou saints of the Most High God, welcome to the kingdom of God. Saints, you got the victory over all your trials, saints. You know now that your name is written, saints. I want this joy to reign in your hearts through the rest of the walk. I remember the day that he certified to my heart that I was a child of the resurrection. I remember the moment that it sanctified me holy. saints. Hold on to Christ. And when victory comes for you, prepare your feet to dance on cold. Prepare your dance. For when your body is changed, prepare the joy. Prepare your speech for hallelujah. Prepare to know that it was worth it all to know Christ Jesus. Prepare to praise God throughout eternity. Saints, make them whiter than snow. And let this prayer sustain them through their issues. And every time I'm on my knees, I'm going to remember today that my speech will always be, sanctify them holy. So peradventure, there's one misstep, I'll keep you from falling. I'll hold you. I'll keep you. By the power that's invested in me by Christ Jesus, I mark you all, children of the resurrection to life. I declare that you are the house that Jesus built, brick by brick, on a solid foundation that cannot be moved. They'll know it from your speech. They'll know it from your dress. They'll know it from your walk. They'll know it by everything you do. It is well. I sanctify it. Because it's true. If you believe my words, say amen. If you believe the words of truth, say amen. 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 Let's go to the church at Philadelphia and the church at Laodicea that I have a witness. Let us say amen. 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 And if you believe that the words of truth will quicken your mortal body, can I get one more amen? Amen. The Lord to save you. So he sent something to keep you. Now prepare a place. If I come to your home, prepare a place for me. Prepare a place in your home, in your heart. If I come, prepare a place that I can rest. That means I want my words to find a resting place that is not cast aside, that I have a place in my heart for the words of truth that the man of God gave me. I'm here now. The woman sent for him. He came and he asked, is it well? I'm here. Is it well now? Is it well? Then come tell me, since I'm here, is it well?
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.